The Gatorade bath originated by Harry Carson. Where did it come from?
Well, it really wasn't my idea. I always give credit to Jim Burke because Parcells had been riding him all week and we were about to play the Washington Redskins.
He's got his thumbs on your temples all the time, and he's always, you know, trying to figure out a way to motivate. Season's a long season, and, you know, we're at a pivotal game against Washington. So we end up beating them, and at the end of the game, I said, okay, like you always have to do, you have to rise to the occasion with him, because if you don't rise to the occasion, he would bully you. So my thing was, okay, I said, just so you know, I said, when he was doing all this, I said, I'll take it, but you have to take it back. He goes, oh, of course.
I'd been harassing him so badly that he had to get even. So when you do some things, you got to be ready to let them do some things.
I said, okay, Jim, what do you want to do? He said, well, let's get him with the Gatorade. I said, what do you mean let's get him with the Gatorade? Let's dump Gatorade on him.
So when I dumped the Gatorade on his head, he couldn't do anything but smile and laugh about it because he had to give it back to him.
Now, how did Harry get involved with the Gatorade dump?
Harry got involved. His story is a little bit different than mine, but really what happened was no one had the guts to do that. Once they seen it was okay to do it, then Harry took over from there.
Once I got him, that sort of set things in motion because Bill was very superstitious. If you do something one week and if it works, you have to keep doing it. So as we were winning, I had to keep drenching him with Gatorade. It wasn't that I wanted to do it. I just had to keep doing it. We had fun doing it with him. And it just really became a symbol of the '86 season.